undeniable, though, that he has not been right since the Raptors game.
Clearly. Clearly that. You know, I wonder how much of it is the injury and how much of it is something's amiss. Something's off. Something he doesn't, you know, typically when we see Mark like this, right, it's moody. He wears it on his shoulder.
Right.
So you can tell when something is bothering him. I'm hoping that it's just the ankle, John. And again, you see a bounce back tonight. But if it's minutes, and look, we've always operated on, and you know, I hear, look, Hasseltine's close to this thing. And I hear him all the time saying, it's hard to get Mark Gasol to take a seat,
yep.
right, to
it
rest.
Is.
He
it
wants
is.
To play, right? That's always been what we've worked. But if, and so at some point here, JB's either got to figure, if that's what's happening, right, if Hasseltine's right on, JB's got to figure out a way to say, hey, big guy, you're taking a seat, right, because you're too valuable to this team. I know, you know, you're so valuable, we're having to play you every game. But, John, it's clear, like, if he's hurt, rest him. And you be the one to tell him, get it through. If it's Mark, right, if he's feeling over, if it's the other way, right, go the total opposite, he's feeling overworked, you got to get that settled. Kawhi Leonard sat last night for Toronto, and I realize he's coming off a major injury, right? But that's the key, right, is you want to preserve him.
Right.
Here's a guy, Marc Gasol, much older. He's played every damn game.
There should be.
Hadn't he? I mean, they got to get that figured
but
out.
But you don't think he knows, though? You don't think he knows that if he sits, given the margin for error in the West?
John, you got to find some time. You cannot keep running this guy out there 30-something minutes a game.
But you're talking up a game by doing that, though.
Look, I said it yesterday, dude. The thing is this three-game homestand is super important. You
got
it.
John, I got nine losses this month. There's nine places in there, and maybe more. There's nine places in there. I'm saying you could sit him and say, this is for the greater good.
Golden State.
You can't keep playing them like this,
John. The first game of the road trip, that's the one, the Golden State game. Because, I mean, if we're being real, like, you're probably not winning that game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wins that game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one. Like, you try to win.
Off.
You try to win these three this week, and then you get them some rest at that first game of the road stretch.
Do you believe it's just the ankle? The idea that you pass up a three-pointer down three late? Right? Do you think that was the ankle, and that's why he's a little off? Maybe just not in the flow, doesn't feel as confident. I mean, I suppose that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I just wonder. I
think
Mark has always kind of let us
like,
know.
Could that be something larger?
When
maybe,
things are bothering.
But the last 5 to 6 games, though, I think his numbers have fallen off a cliff.
Yes.
I think that's because of the injury. Yes, I do, and also because there needs to be a maintenance program for both him and Mike. And,
we said that going into the season.
And I don't really know if there is a maintenance program in place for them.
Well, they either got to talk Mark into it or if it's the other way around.
And, well, and honestly, Mark
is like, you know.
You know, Mark has to understand, yeah, big guy, we need you out there pretty much every game.
Why would he not understand that, a man that, I mean, I realize how competitive he is. But come on, he's a man that understands the game. And then you're sitting there looking at Toronto resting Kawhi Leonard and getting, you know, handing the Clippers their biggest loss of the season last night. And so they do two things. They pick up the win. Other guys play well in that one without Kawhi. Kawhi gets the rest.
Yeah.
Like, you see benefit in that.
Yeah,
and
no.
So there will be games, I'm telling you, where you could sit Mark, maybe even get the win, maybe against some of these teams, maybe an Eastern Conference team, whatever. But my point is, you've gone too far now without resting him.
Yep.
This is whether it's the ankle, whatever, all of it plays into each other. You got to find a way to get this guy some rest and get him back to the mark that we just saw, what, about 10 games ago. It's giving you 10 rebounds a game and, you know, shooting the ball, you know, being aggressive and trying to score.
Yeah, no, it's true. No,
it can't all be the ankle. It's just soreness.
And so that's certainly something that the Grizzlies have to figure out. The Trailblazers, again, took a tough loss last night. And honestly, they're at a little bit of a crossroads, too. You know, they're looking at each other and saying, what are we? Who are we? We were a 3 seed last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got upset by the Pelicans in the playoffs. But, you know, that core, right, of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, you know, that's a capable team. That is a good team that is more than capable of coming in here and beating you if you're not locked in.
Yeah, yeah. Regular season, they're capable of all that. Like we saw it last year. Those two in that backcourt, in the regular season, when it's just game after game, night after night, they can do it for you. Where that ceiling, John, where you hit that ceiling with them is playoff time.
I agree.
When they've got to defend, right? When on the other end, they've got to expend as much energy against some of the best guards, right? That's where they get exposed. I've always believed that, you know, they've sort of reached what they are, not to the level clearly that, you know, the one they got to blow up is Washington.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting off, but that Beal and Wall, that's done. Like maybe you could still salvage this thing with McCollum and Damian, but that Washington, done. That one's done. this should be a win for the Grizzlies tonight. You've got to get Mark back involved. You got to get back to yourself.
Do you have a spread for me?
The bench should actually, if I'm not mistaken, the Grizzlies were. I don't want to tell you wrong.
Well, you usually do, and when it comes to these,
well, just to see if we can stay with it, half a point off. I think I had three.
Grizzlies minus three.
Yeah.
All right. Let me check on that.
Grizzlies a 3-point favorite when I looked. Blazers 15-12. Obviously eighth in the West.
I've got minus three. You got it.
I nailed it this time. Bench was good. That's the thing. We've talked so much about, you know, Mark and that Denver loss and, you know, how Mike's got to get some help. You know, the thing in that game is your bench gave you 50-something points.
Mm.
Like, that actually played well.
They did.
You just needed a little bit more from your starters and a little bit more from Marc Gasol, and that's why I said you got to get this right. You got to nip it in the bud quickly.
All right, at 1 o'clock, we're going to be giving away our third of five stockings. As you guys know, lots of goodies in there. We've got gift certificates to Supercuts. We've got gift certificates to Robert Irwin Jewelers, where we will be this Friday broadcasting live at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We got a gift certificate
right now
to La Herradura. No, it's not right now. It'll
not
be
right
at
now.
1 o'clock.
No call right now.
Yeah, not right now. It'll be at 1 o'clock. I just wanted to, you know, put your antennas up. So that's all going to happen a little bit later in the show. We'll come back. Lots to get to in the rundown, including Dorsey Hobson attacking my alma mater from elementary school. And not just my alma mater. Likely your alma mater, too, at some point in your life. We'll also talk about Reagan Strange, who officially is going home. She's coming back to Memphis after last night. So lots to get to in the rundown. We'll do that next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up. Put three on the board.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Available soon.
Here's the best reasons to try the burgers at the Sear Shack. Number one, they're locally owned and operated. Number two, the buns. Most burger places don't even mention the bread, but at the Sear Shack, it's a must. All their seared burgers are served on their homemade and freshly baked artisanal buns, baked fresh in-house every single day. And number three, the sear. They only use 100% fresh, never frozen Angus beef. Come try for yourself in Bartlett at 7424 Stage Road. Complete menu and locations at thesearshack.com.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Get
guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Can we talk about us like we care about us? Can we talk about us like we care about us? You say, let it free, but the strain of our heart can't let it be. We both can't agree, but tell me what is the point of...
All right, so the Christmas holiday is nearly here, and that means you need to head on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, because it doesn't matter what your budget is over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got something for you. For example, like the Time and Eternity necklace. It's a diamond necklace made from interwoven rings representing time and eternity. So that's deep stuff, Jason, that she'll appreciate. Anytime you can drop the words time and eternity with her, all she wants you to do is spend time and eternity with her. That's it. So buy that. She'll love it. Also, you can buy a set of one-carat diamond stud earrings for $7.99. Lots of options for any budget. Christmas and New Year's are the perfect time to get engaged, and Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring to help you make the perfect proposal.
And, man, you know, I'm trying to help you. We're trying to change the game, man. You guys know diamond's always been the symbol of love and commitment. It's what the woman wants when you want to marry her. Some of you may be thinking about popping the question as we get closer to Christmas and New Year's. I'm here to tell you about another option. I did not have this option 10 years ago. I wish I had. Wish you could take me back, John. I would change it. I went into debt, right? I went into debt to get my wife her ring. You don't have to do that anymore, because Altar created diamonds. They're new. They're grown above the ground. They're real diamonds, and they're 25 to 30% less expensive. And you can get them bigger and brighter, which is what the woman wants anyway. So do you understand what I'm saying? We'll be out there Friday. You'll be able to come check them out with us.
We'll also have lunch.
Free lunch?
From Lisa's Lunchbox.
So come have lunch and check out these diamonds with us. Man, I'm trying to help you change the game the way we do things. The woman wants a bigger, brighter ring. These Altar-created diamonds are bigger and brighter and less expensive, and they are real diamonds. Let's change the game. Let's not go into debt for the beautiful women that we love. Robert Irwin Jewelers has the way to do that. Come see us Friday.
Yep.
Be out there, 11 to 2.
Free lunch. All right. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Darrell Henderson is gone. Seems to be a lot of confusion from the Memphis media about whether he will participate in the Birmingham Bowl. I will say, would not make much sense to declare for the NFL draft only to play in the Birmingham Bowl. So he will not be playing in the Birmingham Bowl, but he will be headed to the NFL draft. The number three running back, according to Bleacher Report's Matt Miller, who's an NFL, you know, draft guru, whatever you want to call him.
We got Bryce ahead of him.
I'm not sure who's in front of them.
Okay. Well, McShay did, I imagine.
But over at the Bleacher Report, he's the number three running back. Matt Miller believes he has a chance to be an early day two selection. So that'd be round two, three, four, something like that. I mean, two or three, honestly. Because that's day two, right? Rounds two and three?
Mm-hmm.
It's day one's one round.
Mm-hmm.
Day two is two and three.
Mm-hmm.
And then three is fourth or seventh, I want to say, right?
I think.
That sounds right.
Unless
to me.
Day two is just one, but I think it's two.
Yeah.
They keep changing the thing.
They do keep changing it, so it's hard to keep up with. I don't like that they spread it out. I'm not a fan of the three-day NFL draft. Just I liked it when it was all day Saturday. You just woke up early on Saturday and turned on the NFL draft. And
that's what the result for me is. Now I don't watch on the weekends.
I never watch on the weekends. Nah. I just follow
I'll
on Twitter.
I'll get my list. I'll get off Twitter.
I get my list
of Bears that I just rounded up on the weekends. I'm not watching anymore.
Yes, so. You can draft Tom Brady in this, you know, sixth and seventh round.
But again, I don't have the numbers. Are they killing in prime time on Thursday and Friday? I imagine they have to be, right? They got to be a reason. Yes,
you know, got to be a reason. People do love draft time. But Darrell Henderson announced earlier today that he is obviously going to forego his senior season at the University of Memphis and enter the NFL draft. It makes sense.
Expected.
You're not going to have a better year than the one Darrell Henderson just put together. It's just the bottom line. Over 2,000 all-purpose yards, 22 touchdowns, 8 yard to carry average. I mean, the guy is.
Don't forget to talk about his blocking, though. I like to.
An absolute beast on the football field. And so he's riding high, riding off into the sunset, where obviously he will hope to be, you know, a second or third round pick with the Oakland Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders. He will want, he obviously, my understanding is, you know, that has always been his dream to
Man,
be.
Stop.
All right. I'm making that part up. But still, he'd be a nice face for the organization, though. So there you go. Darrell Henderson is off to the NFL, and now it's time for Big Pat to step up. It'll be Big Pat's team next year. But Darrell Henderson, after a spectacular season, after being robbed of the Doak Walker Award, is off to bigger and better things in the NFL. Congratulations to him.
Next story.
Can't wait to see Big Pat get all those carries next year. Sad moment last night as we saw a friend of the program. And, John, I may be stealing your thunder here a little bit.
No, that's okay.
But we can both talk about it.
We can both talk about it. We can both weigh in.
Because they meant that much to us. Reagan Strange got eliminated. 14-year-old girl from Memphis, Tennessee. 14-year-old star from Memphis, Tennessee got eliminated from The Voice last night. Didn't make the top four. They went from 8 to 4 last night. And look, as a top eight finisher, she represented the M-Town very well, I thought, John. She's 14. She's clearly got a fantastic future ahead of her.
Absolutely.
Anytime you got Adam Levine, you know, just oogling and eyeing at you.
Yeah.
You figure your future in the music business is bright.
No question.
No, you don't win the contest, but the relationships you make, I imagine, will help you, you know.
This is beautiful.
Maybe even more than actually winning. We've seen some people win some of these and not go on to become stars.
Yeah.
It's the relationships. And if Levine believes in you, you know, and he puts you on a song or something, oh, my gosh, it could take off and all that stuff.
Well, think about
besides, she's already a star. She's the most streamed and all this stuff.
No
and,
question.
People love her.
Think about Daughtry. Remember Daughtry?
No.
I'm coming home. You don't remember that song?
I know that song.
He didn't win. But he was, I think, arguably bigger than the guy who did win that year.
Did Ruben win?
Ruben did win.
He didn't.
Ruben.
On American Idol?
No,
did he win?
No,
I thought he came in. I thought he came in second, John.
I think
and
Ruben
I was gonna
won.
Go to your I was gonna go to your argument that he did better as a runner up.
I believe Clay Aiken finished second, if I'm not
to
mistaken.
To Big Ruben?
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around.
Ruben won. Ruben definitely won.
Haven't there been some second place finishers that have done better in these things?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, Daughtry wasn't a second place finisher, but he's like a top eight and he went
Carrie
on.
Carrie Underwood.
There's one.
She didn't win?
I don't think she won.
I think you're right, but I knew there was a couple of superstars.
That's kind of hard to believe that she didn't win. Who the hell won that season? They had a couple of bums won, I'll be honest. But yeah, the point is good. The point is valid. You don't have to, you know, you do not have to win these things to have a successful career.
Can I read the quote from Adam last night?
Sure.
Obviously, it was tough for him to part with the person he thought should have won it all. And he was a little emotional last night with that gray hair. And you see, John, has he dyed his hair? It's a little weird looking.
I believe that's dyed. I don't believe
that's a dye gray. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the thing was all black. Like, he's a weird dude like that. But I guess y'all can just change hair color whenever you want to.
Bro, Carrie Underwood.
It's cool now.
Carrie Underwood won.
Bennett. Can't get facts.
Dude, how would
like
I know?
That.
Well, why would you say she didn't win?
I don't know. I just threw a name out there.
She won.
Good for her.
I mean, but that's it's crazy that she didn't win. How the hell could she not win? Bo Bice. She beat Bo Bice.
I don't care.
Bo.
Are you going to let me read this quote from Adam Levine about Reagan or not?
Well, we have to be.
It's about a Memphian.
Okay, yes.
Reagan, there's something so special about you that sadly, even at the end of this whole experience, people are still beginning to uncover. That's a little bit about y'all were some fools for letting her go. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Can you hear the sour grapes? Anyway, I'm still beginning to get into with you, which I don't understand what that means. I will just say this. You are a tremendous human being. Your strength, your poise, your grace, and your elegance has truly been remarkable, better than mine in a lot of instances, and that's a lot for a 14-year-old to deal with. I'm almost 40, and I can't do it as well as you can. High praise for the Memphian, and we are very proud of Reagan Strange. Appreciate her time and her family's time, having enjoyed these last couple of weeks, getting to know them, everything she's been through. Huge future for her.
Absolutely.
Don't forget about us, Reagan. When you make it to the big time, you're already there, it looks like.
Just the beginning. Just the beginning for sure. I think Jordan Sparks won the American Idol as well. So there actually have been some very successful artists who have come through these competitions. And so you think, listen, Reagan is, I mean, it's only up from here. This is just the beginning.
Hudson.
Jenna, did she win?
That's the one.
Did she win?
That's the one. Bennett, I think that's what you were thinking about. And, John, don't even go look it up because it's 100, all right? I'm 99.9999. Hudson did not win. She's superstar.
Yep, Jennifer Hudson's a good one. Good one. You pulled that one up.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one. So congratulations to Reagan. Great run. Memphis was behind her all the way. Unfortunately, was not enough at the end. But like we said, this is just the beginning for our friend Reagan Strange.
Next story.
All right, before we get to Bruce Feldman, I just don't know how to think about this. I don't know what to think about this. I don't know how to talk about it. It's very painful. But there's a consolidation plan that Dorsey Hopson, who is on his way out, is proposing. And as a result of this consolidation plan, more than two dozen schools could close over the next decade, which is very hard for me to talk about. But, you know, this is kind of this is a little bit of a roll call. And if you hear your name, please stand up. These are all of the schools that may close over the next 10 years if Dorsey Hopson's plan comes to fruition. E.E. Jeter, K through 8, North Haven Elementary, Lucy Elementary, Woodstock Middle, Bolton High School.
What?
Tresvant High School.
What?
Raleigh Egypt.
What?
Egypt Elementary, Oakshire Elementary, Garden View Elementary, Shady Grove Elementary, Bethel Grove Elementary.
You can't shut down Bethel Grove
Elementary. Dunbar Elementary, Cherokee Elementary, Wooddale High School.
Keelan!
Coach Lawson!
Sheffield High School, the home of Chris Crawford, Oak Haven High School, Crump Elementary, Ross Elementary, Georgian Hills Middle, Scenic Hills Elementary, Alton Elementary, Westwood High, the home of Steve White.
Westwood.
Hamilton Middle.
Kenton Evans.
Goodlett Elementary. Knight Road Elementary.
Lord, they're closing down every school in the city.
Magnolia Elementary. And is this Chargene Elementary? I've never heard of this one. Chargene Elementary. That's the list, ladies and gentlemen. And just feels like a lot. I don't understand why Shady Grove is in the crosshairs. All we've ever done is lead the way. I don't get it. But that's a lot of tradition you're talking about here. You know what I mean? I mean, you're talking about Bolton High School.
Yeah, you started hitting
Westwood.
You started hitting Resmond, close to home. I didn't know you'd only tell me about Shady Grove.
You know, I am not equipped to.
Mo Miller's at Raleigh Egypt right now.
No question. I'm not equipped to really like weigh in on if this is a good or bad idea. I don't know. I'm sure Dorsey Hopson has a reason. Although, again, I'm not sure why Shady Grove is on this list. I just don't really get it.
You just said you don't have a reason, he may have a reason, and you're saying you're not sure why it's on the list.
But
I need to know the reason.
But, well, maybe there's not a bunch of young Johns and a bunch of young Bennetts over there running around anymore. Maybe the place is empty.
Now, they're talking
about I've got one on the way.
They want to build new
schools.
That's
going to Shady Grove?
You're damn right.
What is it, like a generational thing or something?
Yes.
Dude, it's a good school. Shady Grove is a good school.
Then why are they closing it?
I don't know. I want an answer, Dorsey. I need an answer because I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
I'm imagining it's student pop.
No.
You're down.
No, I mean,
you're
we're
down
not,
over there. We're going to show
down.
You.
I mean, we're never down. This is East Memphis, dude. This is cream of the crop.
I didn't hear Rozelle on that list. They haven't shut us down yet, have they?
I don't know. Maybe
they're still pumping over there off Lamar, if I'm not mistaken.
That's my thing, though. It's like it can't be student pop because we have such a great pop.
I didn't hear Snowden on that list.
Well, and I think Shady Grove sandwiched
the Greenies alive.
Richland and White Station.
Richland and White Station.
That's true.
Elementary.
That's true. How the hell does one end up at Shady Grove and not Richland and White Station? It's actually pretty weird. You're right. But it has a very special place in my heart. I won the fifth grade spelling bee there. That's where I had highlights in my hair. And
looking like a fool.
I definitely did. But
so you won't have that to go back to?
How long were you there?
Banned from White Station.
2 years.
I mean,
I can still claim it, bro.
I'm not so sure.
I can claim it.
You've got no school home.
Yeah, I was there.
Other than Rudd and Memphis.
I was there K through 6. I think I'm the one that needs to be leading this charge.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to do it. I don't sense your passion.
I am passionate. I'm a proud Eagle.
Y'all ain't going and getting in front of any bulldozers. Stop playing.
Bet.
Yeah, let's bet.
Come tear it down with me in front of it, Dorsey. Try it. Like R. Kelly said, try it, mother... Try it. I'm right here. Come tear it down. You won't do it.
Be better to have Bennett with the thick calves. You wouldn't stop a thing.
All right, Bennett's going to be out there with me. When the bulldozers arrive, they will have to go through us. Don't close, Shady Grove. The rest, don't care. Chetty Grove?
No, we
that's
care.
A terrible take.
Yeah, that's an awful take. We do care.
Just alienated half the 75% of the city.
Nah, no school should ever close. How's that?
Better.
How's that? No school should ever close.
Don't close Westwood. It's where Kenton Evans went to school. Y'all remember him?
No question. Be a dark day in Memphis. All right, when we come back, Bruce Feldman's going to join us. We will talk to him about college football, the playoff potentially expanding, Mike Norvell, and more. That's up next. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day. And as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now. And they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road. And the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com. And if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games! Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight! Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays!
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra. With member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra. Only for pros. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in store for details.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is on the Christmas list this year?
How about a 4-carat diamond tennis bracelet for only $2,799?
Whoa, that's nice.
What about 1-carat diamond stud earrings starting at only $799? Or half carats for $399?
They're all on my wish list.
We've got Time and Eternity diamond necklaces starting at $75. Robert Irwin Jewelers has a gift for any budget.
Also free financing, right?
For convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, my mind is going through the rain. Hi, we're back, Jason and John, and as promised, his name is Bruce Feldman. He covers college football for The Athletic and for Fox Sports and FS1, and he joins us now. Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Good to be on with you.
As always, appreciate your time. Very busy day in the world of college football because Nicole Auerbach over at The Athletic had a great story about, you know, expansion for the college football playoff possibly being on the horizon and sooner than most may have thought. What's your understanding of the desire for expansion? Is it unanimous? And just what's your take on the entire situation right now?
Well, I don't think it's unanimous. I think there's some support, and I think that's what happens when you get results that don't sit well across the board. Now, I don't know if I buy that some of the people from the Power Five are that, you know, motivated to help UCF out, the likes of UCF. But I just think they feel like is there a better model which doesn't squeeze and leave people kind of left in the margins and when it comes down to splitting hairs? And I think that at the end of the day, I think it's going to get more traction because you can have, let's say, the SEC going, we're not going to give up our conference championship. But if the rest of the Power Five is pushing for something, they're going to find a way to make it happen.
Obviously, that's been sort of the driving force behind all of it is UCF, which has obviously won like 20-something straight games. And, you know, we're ranked number eight in the final college football playoff ranking. But even if it did expand to eight, there's always been this sort of operating assumption that if it happened, there'd be an automatic spot for the best group of five team. How motivated do you think the rest of the NCAA would be to just grant that slot, though? Because that would leave a team, for example, like in this case, Washington or Florida on the outside looking in, and they probably feel like their body of work is better than UCF. So do you think it's a guarantee that even if they do expand to eight, there will be just a guaranteed slot for a group of five team?
I think there would be that kind of concession. I could see three at-larges and five conference champs. I mean, that wouldn't leave Washington out because Washington won its conference title.
Right.
So it would leave Florida out, but if Florida is the third or fourth best team in the SEC, I'm not sure that you know, I don't know if that's going to be something that there's going to be that across the board support for. Now, if it's Georgia and they're the second best team in the SEC, different story. If they get, you know, if they have two at-large spots or three at-large spots, depending on how they want to decide what they do with the group of five. But I do think there's going to probably end up being more access points, but they got to sort out a bunch of stuff because the optics of it being so many more games now for, you know, we're not talking about players being paid. And we're also talking about, now you can say, yeah, they get scholarships, but they're not considered employees. Mm-hmm. And the season's already pretty long. So I think for a lot of people, they have to sort out when that is, with the schedule it is. Presidents aren't going to want them to play during finals. And so there's still a lot of stuff that has to be sorted out, but I could see the opening round being played on campus sites, and I think that would help, you know, it'd help address some of the issues of, well, fans aren't going to pay to make three trips if for the chance of following their team. So there's a lot of stuff they have to kind of figure out.
Do you worry, Bruce, because right now there's certainly a heavy air of exclusivity with the college football playoff. Only four teams get to go, and that leaves a lot of great teams out. So if it goes to eight, is there any part of you that worries, okay, eight becomes 12, and then 12 becomes 16, and then we're looking up, and it's the NCAA tournament? Is that a fear at all?
I don't think it'll get to that direction. I mean, I say that, but I'm sure there are people thinking that's the bracket creep mentality, and it keeps expanding. I don't think it'll get to that. The truth is, when I heard of a playoff, I was like, well, college football has the best regular season. It's that way because all the games are so impactful. If you start getting it to 16 teams, then you are going to get a bunch of 8-4 teams in, or a few. Now, what you could have, a conference champ that is that, but at the end of the day, it's not going to water down everything. We're not going to get all conference champs to end up as you know, 9-4 teams. But again, there's a lot of stuff that I think really needs to be decided on the logistics of all this before. Like, I think we're putting the cart before the horse. I do think there's some momentum for it, but I don't think, you know, we're at the snap your fingers and this thing's going to go happen next year stage either.
I'm with you on that one, Bruce. Mike Norvell, I'm curious as your thoughts and impressions on him. Certainly looks like Memphis is going to have him for at least another year. Do you think he can go out, you know, from Memphis, Bruce, and get the big job from here? You know what I mean? Sort of like Fuente with Virginia Tech. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether he could pull him. Do you think he's of the caliber good enough that, you know, maybe if Gus after next year that he could pull an Auburn, do you see him getting, you know, a top 15 job from Memphis?
I do. I think he has that kind of profile. I'll say this about Norvell. I think he's one of the rare guys, especially at the group of five level, who I could see coaching in any conference. I could see him coaching in the SEC. I could see him coaching in the Pac-12. I certainly could see him in the Big 12 or the ACC. I think he's very marketable in that way. He's a brilliant offensive coach. We're seeing guys hire some of his assistants now. In a lot of ways, I think his persona, now he's not, you know, I think he's not like a brash, big personality, but I think certainly if Justin Fuente could have gotten Virginia Tech, and that's a pretty big job, I think that he could get a job certainly that big, because people know him in and around the sport. They've had a familiarity with him. I think there's certainly an approachable quality to him that you could see him in front of a podium, and you could see fans really liking him.
No doubt.
I don't think the fact that he, you know, there's a few schools that I think won the coaching carousel, and they won because their guy is still there. I think Iowa State, Troy, and I think certainly Memphis are a benefit to that. This wasn't a very active coaching carousel
right.
in terms of there weren't a ton of huge jobs. But if you're telling me Mike Norvell left Memphis to, let's say, to have ended up being the K-State job, I would have been, ooh, that's surprised.
100% agree.
I would think,
yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
Memphis fans should be pretty fired up about the way things played out. I know you lost a great running back this week to the NFL,
yeah.
but, you know, you got a quarterback who's really good in a system that clearly works, and I think that they'll just find a way. He's got a really good O-line coach. He's got some good structure around him, and I think they're just going to keep building there.
Bruce, you're obviously familiar with the Memphis program. You've got a great book out where you obviously followed Ed Orgeron around at Ole Miss, so you know the landscape at Memphis. Certainly, when you wrote that book, times were very different for Memphis football. Would you have ever considered that Memphis would be a job where a guy like Norvell, who, like you said, is potentially one of the rare non-Power 5 coaches who could coach in any conference, where a guy like him can be patient and wait out that top 15 job? I mean, this was previously a job where no coach left it's on true. His own volition, and now you have a guy in Norvell who can be patient. Did you ever think that day would come for Memphis football?
Honestly, no, I didn't. That was about 10 or 12 years ago when I was, you know, around for meat market and spent some time around Memphis. I did not see that coming. And a lot of credit should go to Justin Fuente for getting it turned around, and then for Norvell for building on it, and actually for the people who made those hires, because those were very smart hires to bring those guys in when other guys, quite honestly, didn't work. You know, I mean, at one point, Tommy West had some success, and he had some, you know, I know he had some good talent he brought in, but it wasn't to this degree, and I just think that what they've been able to do there and build on it, I didn't see it. I just didn't. I mean, you got Ole Miss not far down the road. You got a bunch of places that recruit that will, you know, go in there and get players. So to see what they've done, I think, is a big credit, again, not just to the two head football coaches they've had there, but also the people who supported them. Because if you'd asked almost anybody around college football in that part of the country, I don't think they would have bought in, just because you'd look and say, hey, that's a basketball school. That's right. Where they're going to be really good. And instead, football has sprung up and turned into be kind of a revelation there.
Oh, there's no question about it. We are, of course, talking to Bruce Feldman, covers college football for The Athletic and for Fox Sports. How attractive, Bruce, do you think, and we're getting into the weeds a little bit here on Memphis football, but they do have two coordinator positions open. They both, Chris Ball left for Northern Arizona's head coaching job, and then Kenny Dillingham is now the offensive coordinator at Auburn. How attractive do you think those kinds of jobs are at a place like Memphis?
I think it's really attractive because, you know, they've had success. You got some really good players there to work with, A. And then B, if you're looking at it going, you know what, Mike Norvell is a guy who's going to be a group, a Power 5 head coach probably sooner than later. And if I'm there and I do well, I have a chance to take over for him, or I could go there with him. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I know he's got a really, Ryan Silverfield's really well-respected O-line coach, and I don't know, you know, how he's positioned, whether, you know, I don't even know if he wants to be the offensive coordinator there or whatever his plans are. But I think that the school is pretty hot in terms of, you've seen guys get hired off there. You know, the head coach is a pretty hot commodity. So that's one of the places where there's some upward mobility. So I would think that is a good spot if you're looking to be a group of five coordinator. I could see why somebody would want to try to get in there.
Bruce, if you were trying to get some early stock in on Ryan Day at Ohio State, would you buy? Do you believe in Ryan Day up there and what he's going to do?
I do. I mean, I had just done a pretty big story where I talked to the guys who know him best, and that's Chip Kelly, his mentor, you know, his old coach at New Hampshire, Sean McDonald. And there's a local basketball legend there who has known him since he was 10 years old, talked about what makes him special. I think the other things that are key there is he knows that system, but also a lot of the system of player development, Mickey Moradi, the strength coach, the whole recruiting office, in all place. Those things are still in place.
Yes, sir.
And they recruited at a high level. It's not like there's talent's going to drop off. Yeah, they may lose Dwayne Haskins this year and some good receivers to the NFL, but they're still loaded with big-time athletes. They have more athletes than anybody else in the Big Ten. It's actually not even that close. You know, James Franklin's made some inroads. Harbaugh's definitely done that. When you just go athlete for athlete, mm-hmm. what Ohio State has, Ryan Day's walking into a situation where I think the floor of a bad year is probably a 9-3 kind of year.
Bruce, any thoughts on Chris Klieman, the hire there for Kansas State?
You know, it's hard to knock a guy who went 67-6 and is going for his fourth national title in 5 years. I mean, again, I think that he knows about player development and physical football, and that's what they've kind of hung their hat on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could definitely see why, you know, the old AD, his old AD is now the AD at K-State. There's a lot of familiarity. I think that's a pretty good hire just because, again, you look at guys who had, I don't know, I'm talking about guys who've been elevated from FCS to FBS, but you know, Lance Leipold won a bunch of national titles for Wisconsin Whitewater at a smaller level, went to Buffalo. He's won 10 games this year. You know, those guys who had incredible success, I'm not just talking about good coaches, but have won a bunch of national titles, and Chris Klieman is certainly that. Those guys usually continue to have success. I mean, you can look at Craig Bohl going to Wyoming, which is a tough job, and he led him to the first, I think it's back-to-back 8-win seasons, the best 2-year run they had in 20 years. Now, he's not going to win national titles at Wyoming, and just like I'm not sure Chris Klieman's going to get K-State into the FBS playoff. But I do think, considering the reality of what their search can be like, I think that was a pretty good hire.
And then last thing, Bruce, Kenny Dillingham was the former OC here at Memphis. He's off to Auburn to join Gus Malzahn's staff there. It doesn't sound like he'll be calling the plays. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that move? Because you go from he wasn't calling the plays here at Memphis. He won't be calling the plays at Auburn, it sounds like. I'm sure it's obviously a raise, but he's joining a much shakier situation there, even if it is a big step up in terms of job prestige. What do you think about that move for Kenny Dillingham, given sort of the circumstances?
Yeah, it's an interesting move here because Gus definitely seems to be on the hot seat. You know, it's Auburn. You're basically one shaky season away from that, and certainly there were high expectations. Gus is going to have the play calling in his hands. I do think it's for Kenny Dillingham's sake. You know, you're gonna be in the deep end of the pool in the SEC West, and you'll see what you know whether some of the stuff you game plan and how you game plan works and how it's going to be. I think it's certainly, you know, financially it's a big move to make. To go to that level of the SEC, if it works out well, and Auburn's been you know wildly unpredictable. It's like they follow a down year with a breakout year,
that's
and
true.
Who knows what it's going to look like in 2019. So I think you know certainly I think Kenny is gambling on himself, and certainly he's gambling on Gus. And you know if it pays off and they have a big year, I imagine Kenny's going to have probably a lot more opportunities. And if not, he's still so young where I don't think being the OC at Auburn at that stage of his career is, you know, he's still probably going to be pretty marketable if I'm a Sun Belt or COSA school to go, hey, that guy, you know, because I do think a lot of times we discount the experience a guy gets. I mean, even if you just get a head coaching interview, even if you're not the guy, I think that helps you down the road. Mm-hmm. For the next time, and I think so. To him, have this experience. Certainly, I think it helps. He's been under Mike and around Mike Norvell for a decent amount of time, and I just think it's a you know it's probably a different experience, and I think it'll probably help him in the long run. To me, it's a little bit of playing with the house's money.
Yep.
So I think he's going to be fine whether they pull the plug on Gus a year or two from now. I think Kenny will probably still have some really good options.
Yeah, he's only 29, so he's got a lot of time for sure. Bruce, we appreciate it as always, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good to be on with you.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
He is Bruce Feldman, covers college football for The Athletic. Really love his perspective. And that book, by the way, is terrific. It's called Meat Market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've read it.
No, I haven't.
It's like you said, it's 10 to 12 years old. I remember buying it. And he follows around Ed Orgeron at Ole Miss for a season. He's embedded, basically, kind of like you in Southwest. Mm-hmm. He's embedded in the same way, except he wrote a book.
Yeah.
Spends a lot of time in Memphis because, you know, they were recruiting the crap out of Memphis. Yeah. And I think I learned in that. That's where I learned. I learned in that book, of all places. I learned in that book that The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, not all, but a lot of his catchphrases, inspired by Coach O. Did you know that?
Why would I?
Coach O, I believe, was his defensive line coach at Miami.
No way.
Yes.
Well, that would make some sense.
Yes. And that, I don't know, like, not all of them, but definitely some of The Rock's, like, euphemisms and tendencies and sayings were inspired by, I think Know Your Role was inspired by Ed Orgeron. Absolutely. Maybe even Smell What I'm Cooking. You know,
what?
Like, yeah, like, I mean, I'm serious.
He owes Ed for that one.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure he's.
If that's the case.
I think he's given Ed Orgeron shout-outs before.
No, I mean, he owes Ed some money for that one.
Yeah.
That's what made him.
So there you go.
He's not doing these big flops right now, John, if he doesn't get that from Ed Orgeron. Smell What the Rock's Cooking. That's what did it for him.
No question about it. I mean, how about that? Like, that's worth the book itself. Beyond that, though, great access. Great. I mean, he's great. I love Bruce Feldman. I've always enjoyed his work. I've read most of his books. He has the book about it's called The Quarterback. So,
quarterback. Right.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Bruce Feldman. I always appreciate him joining us on the show here today. Gary Parrish is going to join us. Kentucky is coming apart, baby. They are just, I feel so terrible.
Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm.
Quade Green, you know, former.
Quade.
Was it Quade?
Yeah, I don't think it's Quade.
Quade or Quade?
Like Dennis Quade?
Yeah, like Dennis Quade.
Bro. That's no. Q-U-A-I-D.
Quade Green is transferring. Sophomore there with Kentucky. He obviously has not been playing that much. He's seen his minutes go down. So,
man.
He is going to be looking for...
remember when they
he was a five-star prospect.
Yeah, he was. That's what I'm saying. Remember when you used to have all the transfers here at Memphis?
Yeah.
And I was looking and saying, look at that thing coming apart. My gosh.
Yeah, so there you go. Quade Green, Quade, Dennis Quade, Quade. It doesn't matter. He's transferring.
Dennis Quade Green is leaving Kentucky.
Dennis Quade is in quotations. Quade, Dennis Quade Green is leaving Kentucky.
He's got a brother named Randy.
We'll talk to Gary about that at 125. And also, we'll get his memories of the Tennessee-Memphis 1 versus 2.
Yeah. I hope he's in the big oral history.
I think, well, no, he's not.
Oh, you didn't need him because you got everybody else.
Dude, I mean, I got everybody. Who did I need that I didn't get? I didn't get Joey. He's overseas.
We understand you're not getting Joey. He's overseas. He's hard to get a hold of. What time does it drop, John? We're all excited. What time tomorrow?
I'm assuming early in the morning.
And you will read it to us.
I will not read it to you. You can read it for your damn self.
Okay.
All right. Gary Parrish will join us at 125. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With the holidays coming, I needed cash and I needed it fast. Thank goodness for the Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com. It's a flexible line of credit that's quick and easy. I only pay for the amount I need and I only pay for the time I need it. The best part is I got the money I needed the same day.
I love my Holiday Flex Loan from Advanced Financial. It was perfect for me. This year, I needed flexibility. I didn't want to pick between paying bills and visiting family. AF247.com was super easy, and the money was deposited right into my bank account. Now all my bills are paid, and I can enjoy the holidays.
The Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com starts with a simple, no-nonsense application from your phone or tablet. Open your line of credit and have your money within the hour. Visit us online at AF247.com or come to one of our 24/7 locations. Advanced Financial. Flexibility is good.
What if football didn't have to end?
This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
Taste some of the best Cajun food in the city with today's Perks deal. Half off $20 towards lunch or dinner at the Bluff on Highland. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Power your holidays with America's best internet provider. Get Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 12/30/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they have locations all throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. They'll have the parts you need to get the job done right. Their stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. Oh my God! And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Toyotathon is now at Wolf Chase Toyota, your number one volume sales leader in Memphis. All 2018's must go during Toyotathon. This holiday season, we want to say thanks to all of our great customers and employees for a great year at Wolf Chase Toyota. We are committed to do whatever it takes to continue providing you with the best sales and service experience each day. Toyotathon happens once a year, and we are ready. The great deals are on. Shop your great selection online at wolfchasetoyota.com.
Number 1-2015 SNBS reporting. Toyotathon offers expires 12/31/18 and exclude dealer dock fees, tax, tag, title. See dealer for details.
Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking. We offer several checking options designed to fit your lifestyle. Visit OrionFCU.com to find out more.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What do you do? What do you get the person who has everything? I tell you what you give them. A good night's sleep. Best way to do that is by stopping by Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, is where you know you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every single day of the week. And as you guys know, Michael's been in the business for over 18 years. And they got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They've been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store 4 years in a row.
I have no reason to believe it won't be five. They're the best.
Going for the five-peat next year. Sleepy Season authorized Serta Mattress and Simmons Beauty Sleep Mattress dealer, and they sell and specialize in the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, which I have, and the Beauty Rest Silver and Platinum. And I also carry the Beauty Rest Black line, too. Did you get all that? Don't worry about it if you didn't. Just go see Michael Zellner. Don't forget when you go see him, too, that you mentioned you heard this on Jason and John. Zellner's going to get you that additional 10% off. He's cool like that. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed, or you can go and see them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Todd McShay's first NFL mock draft is out, Jason. Just the first one of the season for Todd McShay. He's got, unfortunately, see, this is the problem with Oakland deciding they want to win games here at the end of the year. They have dropped all the way to number three, not even the number two overall pick. But Nick Bosa, I think everybody kind of assumes Nick Bosa will go number one just because he is that dominant of an edge rusher. We needed an edge rusher. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get one. I mean, well, I'm sure we'll get one, but it won't be Nick Bosa.
Maybe you'll trade up.
Nick Bosa would be
with many of the picks that you have.
I mean, I guess that's a good point. We could do that. That's part of it. Yeah, we could keep them. We could use them. You're right. We could. But hell, we could have been number one. We could have had number one. We could have just lost.
Derek Carr is too much of a competitor for that, John. As you pointed out yesterday, having a career year.
I blew your mind with that. I blew your mind.
I mean, it shows.
Every week, y'all come in here and disparage Derek Carr.
I'd take him over Trubisky any day.
I mean,
I will grant you that.
I mean,
he can throw the rock, that's for sure.
Now, Gruden, keep him because I got a coach.
Death taxes and Marcus Mariota questionable to return. I mean, that's what you come here every week.
You realize the draft is different for me this year because, you know, as a result of the Mac trade and as a result last year, you guys remember of the Anthony Miller trade the Bears made to get up to move up to take him. Bears don't have a first or a second rounder, John. I'm not coming to action alive until round three.
Well, you'll be fine.
But we got Khalil Mack.
You have a chance. So it makes it all good. You have a chance to win the NFC North.
Oh, and I didn't shout this guy out. Former Hernando High star, Bradley Soule catching touchdowns for your Chicago Bears. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the jumbo package we put out there?
Yep.
With Big Hicks in the backfield?
Yep.
We deploy Bradley. He catches a touchdown, played Ole Miss and Hernando. Shout out. We got two former Memphis high schools for those Bears with touchdown receptions this season. Shout out. Why would you not want to be a Bears fan if you're in Memphis right now?
Yeah.
Only other thing you can do is be a Cowboys fan because y'all are rolling. I will excuse that. Pittsburgh fans, convert because you guys about to miss out on the playoffs. It's a mess up there.
Trying to look at some local ties here in this mock draft. Ed Oliver going 12th to Cleveland.
Yeah, he's dropped.
Dropped
because he only weighs 275 pounds.
Greg Little from Ole Miss going 14th to Carolina. Let's see. Any others? A.J. Brown going 32 overall to the Packers because they own the Saints pick, apparently. So there you go. A.J. Brown, stud. I believe the term that Taco Meat used for the Ole Miss wide receivers was avatars.
Yep.
And so that, I mean, they need help.
I mean, they're good. Their OC just got hired. Well, Mac Brown hired them, right?
Yes. So
Mongo.
There you go. The first mock draft of the season is out over, at least from Tom McShay, over at ESPN Plus. I have ESPN Plus, and you know what? I actually find myself kind of using it. So
How much they charge? How much that hit you for?
$4.99.
That's not bad.
I guess there are worse ways to spend $4.99.
Nah, you get all those mock drafts. You get all the
player
rankings.
It's just a cup of coffee. It's just a cup of coffee. Like the Athletic, and like the Daily Memphian, and like the Commercial Appeal. I mean, I'm missing out on a lot of cups of coffee, though. I'm telling you. Because I got one subscription here. I got one subscription there. All this coffee I could be drinking.
We get free coffee up here.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You can brew some. You can brew some coffee.
You didn't know that we serve free coffee up here at Intercom?
No one told me.
Oh, yes, Jason. You need to make your way down to that side of the building.
I mean, I have a confession to make. I've really never understood coffee.
I know we don't. We can tell by the way you talk about it. You don't drink it, saying, oh, I'm missing out on a lot of cups of coffee.
You call yourself a journalist.
You're a Dr. Pepper man. You're not even a coffee man yet. You got to grow up before you can be a coffee man.
I don't think I'll ever be a coffee man.
To understand and appreciate what coffee does for a man.
I don't think I'll ever be.
And a woman.
I'll tell you why I don't like coffee. The only thing I like to drink that's hot.
Does it taste bad?
Is hot chocolate. Well, first of all, coffee doesn't have a taste.
It doesn't taste good.
Dude, are you 5 years old?
Coffee does not taste like anything to me.
I love hot chocolate.
If I'm going to drink something, it's going to be sweet. Either cold or it's going to be hot chocolate.
Like I'm talking to CJ Bennett.
You guys are drinking. Coffee tastes like hot piss. I'm not sure.